Yeah, well, with the state of the industry, you know, everything's gotten better. But you know, both things are so cheap. I mean, you know, they're not into the super quality control. You know, buy one for $10, just about. So, anyways, so you know, the status of the. This repeater is going to be changing. We got a little bit of a reprieve. Maybe we can get an extra week or two out of it because they're running behind. They haven't even got the approval yet to take the tower down.
No, I don't know anything about it. So what's going on there? Is it going to be removed, the repeater site?
Yeah, they're redoing the fire station where it's at, and it doesn't fit aesthetically with their plan, so they've decided it's coming down.
Well, so you have any other plans, any other locations?
Well, we're working on a few. A couple of good possibilities. Still in the works.
Yeah, well, I'm very sorry to hear that, but that's always something that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it's possible. One of the locations we're looking at and maybe a real benefit to you. It'd be a lot closer to you.
Oh, you're going to move it in my backyard? Over?
Yeah, if you got room. You got space for a 130-foot tower? Because if we can find a location for it, they'll let us take it.
Yeah, copy that. I've got a third of an acre here. I don't know how well my neighbors would appreciate it, but nah, it wouldn't be permanent. But keep me posted on it. I would appreciate it. So how soon is that going to go away?
Well, originally, a week from today was going to be the day it was going to be pulled. But I think we might get, like I said, another week or two. So probably second week in October. I have to go in for some surgery the third week. So I got to have it done before then.
Yeah, okay, very good. I hope your surgery is okay. Nothing serious, over.
Yeah, I got a cervical spine issue that needs to be addressed. So, and it's going to be a somewhat long recovery, I think. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I pray for the best for you, man. You've been through a lot, and I know about the spine. I don't have the issues, but I do have a degenerative condition, but I'm seeing a chiropractor and the guys really helped me out. In fact, I got an appointment today along with my wife. We're both seeing the same chiropractor, so I pick her up from work. We go right over there, but yeah, I had some issues back last November, and so they've been working with me, and it's helped me bring me back pretty well much 100%. Over.
Yeah, I wish my situation could be fixed that easy, but I got a disc that's pressing against my spinal cord, causing me some very discomfort in my fingers and the balance issues. So, and don't know for sure if doing this procedure is going to reverse that, or it's just going to prevent it from getting worse. It's all up in the air.
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, with all the technology that we have and the ability to send spacecraft everywhere remotely and land the spacecraft, that they really haven't made any quantum leaps with regards to spinal degeneration and replacement, you know, even replacements of discs or spacing or whatever, but yeah, it's I don't know, I don't get it, but hopefully things will work out for you, Phil, and we'll keep praying for you.
Okay, I gotta make a quick stop here. I'll be back in a moment. I gotta drop something at the FedEx office here, so I'll check back with you in a moment. VBAP here.
Yeah, I'm going to head into the house. I'll turn the radio on. WATIJ.